very freaky girl.
The famous Tom Holland guy.
Super freak, she's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
Joan Alex Show and Freak Show Friday today involves Amber, who is now 18 and sounds like she's going to be running away with her stepdad. And she calls him daddy.
Ew.
Joan Alex Show on Twitter. You can also call in at 317-239-1009. Let us know what you think about this.
Lindsay says, LOL, WTF did I just listen to? Sounds like they need some family counseling. Jackie says, ew, ew, ew. If I was her mom, I'd kick her butt, and I don't know what I'd do to the man. Gross. He changed her diapers growing up, and now they're a couple. Angela said, sad for all involved. Deep, deep issues. Jessica says, it's sick. I'd have to kill my husband, stepdad, whatever. I'd have to. Like, you're not sleeping with my child. Disgusting.
Ugh. Let's talk to Jennifer on the Joe and Alex Show. And you think that Amber's full of it, huh?
I think she's full of it. I think that the story is totally bogus and she's just trying to get 15 minutes on the radio. But that being said, if this is true, like, I'm listening to this, I want the crying guy back. Like, I want to laugh because this makes me, I am so grossed out like right now, because, like, you just don't. Like, of all, like, as women, we have, you know, we have to look at other women in the world and think, ooh, is, you know, somebody going to try? You don't think about that when you have your kids, like, your daughters. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, you should be able to live in an environment with your kid. Ugh, I'm just so grossed out. Like, I want to throw up. But I had, like, a situation like this when I was in school, not with me personally, but
right.
I went to school with a girl, and she had a boyfriend, and her boyfriend moved into her mom's apartment when they were still in high school. Well, the mom just decided, hey, I'm taking your boyfriend, and took the kid, and they just moved out on their own.
What?
Dang, yes. Player.
That
oh,
is
my
savage.
Gosh. That was my dream in high school.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I mean, not for a girl.
No, not for a girl.
I feel bad for her. So. Hey, thank you, Jennifer, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show.
Jessica tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. You can also hit us up on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show or Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. Jessica said, gives Oh Daddy a whole new meaning.
Ah! Say, hey, 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 hey.
Let's talk to Anonymous. Anonymous, what do you think? You think this is okay?
No, this is completely disgusting. Nasty. Like, she's her dad, either way you look at it. He's been grooming her since she was a baby.
That's what Alex thought.
Yeah, and that's what he was doing. And now she's older, and now he can touch her, and it's okay now.
Wow, okay.
It's completely disgusting.
Anonymous, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show, 317-239-1009.
What's really shocking me is there are a lot of people commenting on social media right now that are blaming Amber, and I would consider Amber a victim because I just think she's a child, in my opinion. I know she just turned 18, and that's technically an adult, but I say she's a child, and I think she's been groomed and brainwashed as she's been growing up by this man who I think is a pedophile, and all of these people online are saying she must not have any care or respect for her mother.
Well,
like,
she doesn't
how
have
dare
any.
She
There's
do,
no way
do this
she
to her
does.
Mom. I mean, yeah, but I also think that this is his doing. He's orchestrating this thing. I don't think that we can completely blame her. Like,
it's both for sure, but Alex, she's the one that went up and said something to him. He didn't say, hey, I want to let you know, Amber.
Yeah, so she
I know
says,
I'm your stepdaddy.
He
but
had
I...
to have given her subtle hints growing up, done weird things, had her sit on his lap. I'm just imagining
well,
things
Well, of course,
that...
all parents have their... Hold on. Daniel, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What's up? What did you want to say about Amber?
You know, I wasn't too confused by it because, you know, when I was younger, I kind of slept with my dad's wife at the time.
You slept with your dad's wife?
Ew!
Yeah, well, it was my stepmother at the time. She had just turned 18, and they got married. And basically, they were together for about 5 years, and we were kind of sleeping with each other throughout the whole thing. But what I was wanting to tie into it was several years after they got a divorce, we found out that he was molesting his first daughter.
Oh, there it is.
God, this is all around weird.
Right, well, but that kind of ties into what she was saying, you know. He was kind of undercover pedophilia all along. That's mm-hmm. why he married a child.
Yeah, I was going to say, so was your dad that married an 18-year-old girl?
Right,
oh,
right.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I was real similar to that age, and, you know, she was home with me a lot, and me and her kind of liked each other.
Who started it? Did you initiate it, or did she like come up to you? Like,
during their sexual encounter, she like kind of let it known to make sure I seen. So I was just coming into kind of puberty of my own, you know. So I was already curious as to all those things. So,
but I mean, like, were you sitting on the couch and she's like, "Hey,"
well, like one time I was knocking on the door and she asked me to open the door. She was on top of him and she never.
Wait. So you saw your parents? Oh, I didn't get that. That's really weird. That's really.
Well, they were kind of hippies, but it was nothing to have a keg party around the lake as a child. You know what I mean?
I love that you shared that, but I couldn't see my dad's fire hose and be like, "Oh, hey, what's going on?" That would be the whole situation's very weird.
So this is something that happens.
Like I told you, Alex, this stuff is possible.
Good grief, y'all. Somebody say hey.